We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school track and field. ACGC is poised to have a big season this year. Their relays look really strong. Some of their individual events look really strong on the boys' side. Girls are not bad themselves, but we're focusing today on the boys, and one of the senior leaders for the Chargers is Eli Madsen. He joins us now here on KSOM. And Eli, how do you feel about the track season so far this year?
I'm feeling pretty good. We have a great team. Had some great meets so far, and I'm looking really promising. And I think, you know, we're just going to keep getting better.
Yeah. I know that you had some injury issues this year that Coach Mathis had told me about. Take me through that and how that's affected you throughout the year.
Oh, I had a little ankle injury and I got into practice, but I've just been taking it easy and starting to get back into meets slowly. So, yeah, I'm good now.
Okay. How can you say what the team has been like coming into the season, what kind of goals, what the outlook was for the track and field team coming into the year?
Yeah, I'd say we have pretty high goals. I mean, the last two seasons have two state champions. So I think our goal is to keep that streak up, keep doing good.
What about yourself? Did you set any individual goals for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, my goal is to be a state champ, so.
It's that easy, right?
No.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the 400 right now. That seems to be your best individual event. How do you feel like that has been going this year?
Yeah, it started off pretty good, the indoor meet, and then I didn't run for a month, and I came back and finally broke my indoor record. Two meets back, so yeah, that was good. But I feel like I keep PRing and keep getting better.
What's your approach to the 400? I mean, you have right now the fourth fastest time in Class 1A. You're sitting at 5:50.33, pretty solid there. But what why this particular event, and you know what attracts you to it?
Well, I think it's definitely my best event. I'm definitely built for it compared to the 100 and 200. I mean, but yeah, it's fun. It's hard. It's a good challenge. I like it.
How do you, what do you like best about it? I mean, it's a hard event because it's essentially a one lap sprint. If you're not sprinting one lap, you're probably falling behind. So what's that like for you, and how do you try to maintain with everybody, and what's your approach? Do you like to go out fast? Do you like to conserve and finish fast? How do you approach each race?
Definitely get out as hard as I can, try to keep that pace and just float around the back stretch and around that turn. And then, I mean, that last 100 is just everything you got. It's still mental there. So,
okay. Awesome. Yeah. And, how about the relays? I mean, this team always seems to be strong in relays, but it's always a challenge to probably see who runs what relay. What relays have kind of that you've been involved in have worked for you?
Well, our 4x1's been really good, and I'm excited for that. And on Monday, we ran a good 4x2, good 4x4. So I'm excited. Yeah, it's been a lot of competition between the boys trying to get on the relays. We've ran a lot of different people and ran a lot of different good times, so it's definitely a good sign, and I'm excited to see what we take to state and how it all works out. I think we do a great time in any relay, honestly. So yeah,
which one do you think has been the best so far?
Probably 4x1. Probably 4x1. Yeah.
So take me through some of the other guys that you've been running the 4x1 with.
Well, our starter's Joe Crawford, and he's definitely a great starter. And then we go to Brexton and Cade. They're both all really good. I mean, I'd say we're all very, very similar speed, especially in the 100. So, I mean, that just makes for a good 4x1, and we've practiced our handoffs a lot. We've gotten that down pretty well, so I think we'll just keep breaking our time.
Yeah. And you guys are going to get a chance to run at the Drake Relays this coming Saturday. What do you expect from that experience?
Oh, I think we'll get a big PR there. I'm excited. It'll be fun. We have one returning guy. Joe ran it last year with me. So the other two are experienced, so I think it'll be good.
Yeah. Is that always a goal at the start of the year? I mean, they do take 96 entries into the 4x1, but, I mean, you still got to post up a good time. Is that something you guys talk about making every year?
Yeah, definitely. Especially the 4x1, it's not hard. So that's always a good experience, especially before state to run at that track. It's a good thing to know what it feels like before you actually do it.
Mm-hmm. What do you like best about running track and field?
Definitely, I don't know, the challenge and the exercise. I don't know, it's a hard question, but yeah, I like staying in shape and pushing myself.
What other sports have you participated in ACGC?
Oh, I did football last year. I just do football and track. So yeah,
just football and track. Okay.
Yeah.
So it does. It keeps you ready for football. Mm-hmm. What are you planning on doing? Any athletics in college? What are your future plans here? You're a senior after you graduate.
I don't plan on running track in college, but I'll probably just go for education and get my degree.
Okay. Have you decided where you're going to go yet?
Yeah, I'm going to Iowa State.
Oh, okay. What do you have an idea what you want to major in?
I'm not completely certain yet, but yeah, I'm undecided right now.
Okay. Very good. Well, I know, you know, right now as a senior, you're kind of taking one class. You're also doing some work in the morning. What kind of work are you doing? Well, you mentioned to me earlier that it was landscaping and mowing and everything like that. What's that like, doing that every morning?
Oh, it's fun. Yeah. Sometimes it can be, I don't know, workout, but it's not bad. It's pretty easy work.
And what's the, yeah. don't let your boss say it's easy, because he's going to make you work more. So don't ever say it's easy, because then they'll put more on your plate. Little piece of advice there. But it's nice to know that you enjoy that and everything. What's the one class that you're taking right now?
I'm in calculus right now, calculus one.
Oh man, how's that going?
Not very fun. I can tell you that it's not good.
How hard is? I took calculus in high school. It was not easy. Let me tell you. I mean, how you know, what's that experience been like trying to deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of sucks. It's probably the hardest class I've ever taken, but yeah, until I get through it.
You're getting through it. So is that? So I mean, that's the only class you're away from graduation. Then you're that close.
Yep. I mean, I'm in some online classes too right now, but yeah, I don't have to go to school for those.
Okay. What are you taking online?
I'm in comp and stats in the science class. So.
Okay. Okay. Cool. All right. So that's coming up. So I mean, what do you like best about just your sports experiences that you've had at ACGC?
Definitely culture. The coaches and the team. I mean, it's always fun. I mean, track practice, it's hard, but with the group of guys that I'm with, it's always a good time. It's fun to run with them, especially at track meets. It's always fun. Yeah. Same with football too. We have a great kids to play with. So, mm-hmm.
So what is your approach here over these next several weeks to get ready for the state qualifying meet, and then hopefully after that state, I'm sure ACGC will have a presence at the Blue Oval when the state tournament rolls around. But what do you have to do to get ready for all that?
Just got to stay healthy and keep running meets. Just keep being faster. That's about it, yep.
It's as simple as that. Just get faster.
Yep.
Well, Eli, really appreciate your time, and certainly best of luck to you and your Chargers as you roll on throughout this track season, and hopefully maybe we'll run into you at the Blue Oval. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Eli Madsen, senior at ACGC, on the boys track and field team, joining me here on KSOM.